Last Sunday evening, we began a new series. I said that it would only be a short series. In this series, we'll be looking at some of the promises that the Lord Jesus has given us. Last week, we looked at this promise. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And I talked to you about people who wear themselves out trying to find the way to God, trying to make themselves good enough for God, trying to earn forgiveness from God, trying to do enough good things to get to heaven. And all the rules they're trying to keep are like heavy burdens that they're carrying, and they're weighed down by them all. That's what Jesus meant when he said that they labor and that they're heavy laden, but they never get any closer to finding God. Because you see, the problem is still that they've got sin, selfishness, pride, greed in their hearts. And keeping rules doesn't take that away. And it doesn't make up for all the wrong things they've done in the past. If somebody really wants to be good enough to earn forgiveness from God, they've actually got to be perfect, because God is perfect and he can't accept anything less than perfection. The longer you try to make yourself good enough for God, and the more seriously you take that, the closer to despair you'll come. Well, listen again then to the great promise that Jesus gave to everyone who is tired of searching for God, tired of trying to earn God's love, tired of trying to remember all the rules, let alone keep them. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." You must come to Jesus himself. He's God's son. He was born in this world as a real human being, one of us. He did live a perfect life. And then he died on the cross. He took the punishment that we deserve. He took that punishment in the place of everyone who simply turns to him and trusts him. To come to Jesus means that you put yourself under Jesus' protection. You look to him to save you. You trust him to forgive everything you've done wrong. You trust him to give you a new beginning with a new heart. You trust him to put you right with God. And Jesus promises that if you do come to him in that way, you will find rest. You won't need to wear yourself out any longer trying to find God and be good enough for God. Because in a moment, Jesus will make you right with God. You'll know God. You'll experience his love. You'll be able to rest and enjoy having God as your father and your friend. Isn't it a wonderful promise? It's a total guarantee signed by the Lord Jesus, God's son. "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Well, now tonight, promise number two from the Lord Jesus. We read it earlier in the chapter that we looked at, that we read together, John chapter 6. It's verse 37. Jesus said this, "Whoever comes to me, I will never cast out. Whoever comes to me, I will never cast out." I'm sure you can see why I've chosen this promise as number two in our series. Last week it was, Jesus said, "Come to me and I will give you rest." Well, this week it's, Jesus said, "Whoever comes to me, I will never cast out." What's he actually promising? I think he's promising two things. Number one, if you come to him, if you trust him, if you put yourself under his protection, he will not turn you away. He won't reject you and say, "I don't want you." He won't cast you away in that sense. It doesn't matter who you are, or what you've done, or what sort of personality you've got, or how old you are. If you come to Jesus Christ, he will accept you. He'll take you under his protection. He'll wipe the record of your life clean, so that all the sins you've ever committed are wiped away. He'll give you a new start. He'll put his own spirit inside you to change you. The way he put it when he spoke to one man was that it'll be clear that you've been born again. You'll be a completely new person with a new life. Your life will have started over. Will he do those things for you? Yes. If you come to him, he won't push you away. He won't cast you out. But he's saying even more than that. He's saying a second thing. He's saying, having once accepted you, having taken you under his care, he will never, whatever happens, throw you out again. Once you've come to him, you'll belong to him forever. The new life that he gives you, he will never take away again. You know, there are some people who say they want to come to Jesus. They want Jesus to give them rest. But they're held back because they're thinking, can I keep it up? What if I find it too hard? Well, the moment they say something like that, I know that they've really not understood. When you come to Jesus, you're not saying, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. You're saying, Jesus, I can't do anything. I'm a bad person with a bad heart. Jesus, you're going to have to do it all. And that's what he promises he will do. He'll keep hold of you. He'll never let you go. He'll keep you on track. He'll never cast you out. Listen to the promise again. If you don't remember anything I say about the promise, just remember the promise. Whoever comes to me, I will never cast out. Jesus gives you that cast iron guarantee. If you come to him, he'll accept you. And then he'll hold on to you for the whole of your life, till the day that you die, and then forever. You will belong to Jesus, not just for the rest of your life here on earth. You'll belong to Jesus forever. He will never cast you out. You'll be safe. You'll be totally, utterly safe. That's the promise Jesus gives. Now, I want to do two things this evening. I want to give you first two reasons why Jesus promises you this. Why you can be 100% sure that he'll keep this promise. And then secondly, if we've time, I want to give you some examples of people who did come to Jesus. Start with the reasons why Jesus makes this promise, and why you can be sure that he'll keep this promise. I'm going to read you the promise again, but this time I'm going to read as well the sentence that comes straight before it. Jesus said this, "All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never cast out." Did you catch that? Jesus said, "All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never cast out." Jesus talks there about his Father. And we know who he's talking about. He's talking about God, his Father. Jesus is God's Son. He's God's equal. He was there with his Father before the world was made. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are the three persons who are one God. And they always have been. God the Father made the world through Jesus, his Son. God's Son came into this world as a human being, but he never stopped being God's Son. Well, now Jesus, God's Son, talks about God, his Father. And he says, "All the people that the Father gives to me will come to me." Jesus was saying that there are people whom the Father gives to him. God has decided that those people will belong to Jesus. They are God's gift to the Lord Jesus. And Jesus says, "All those people whom God my Father gives to me will come to me." You could turn the sentence the other way around. If someone comes to Jesus, it's because God has decided to give that person to Jesus. Now, this is very mysterious, but it's very wonderful. Think of the human race. Billions upon billions of people, all with sinful hearts. They've all sinned against God. They've all broken his laws. They're all guilty. But God the Father has decided to give some of those people to his Son, Jesus. He's decided that out of all those people, there will be some who will belong to Jesus forever. They'll trust Jesus. They'll love Jesus. They'll serve Jesus. God has chosen who those people will be. He's chosen them, and one by one, he gives them to Jesus. He works in the hearts and minds of those people so that they want to escape from their sin and they want to belong to Jesus. Just a few verses further down in our passage, Jesus talks about the Father drawing those people to him. He says, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them." So do you understand? You are invited to come to Jesus. And you want to come to Jesus. You're ready to put yourself into his hands. You're ready to trust yourself to him. Well, who has made you feel that way? Answer: God the Father has been working in you. He's been drawing you because he wants to give you to Jesus. He wants you to belong to Jesus. He wants you to be one of those special people who are going to belong to Jesus forever. It's not because there's anything special about you, because you're nicer, because you're more attractive than anyone else. You have the same sinful heart as other people. You've got the same guilty record as other people. But if you want to come to Jesus, if you're willing to come to Jesus, it's because God the Father has chosen you to belong to him, to belong to Jesus. He wants to give you to Jesus. Now, if God the Father has been pulling you towards Jesus, and if you come to Jesus, will Jesus, God's Son, say to you, "Well, I don't want you"? Could he say that? You're someone that God the Father has chosen to give to Jesus. Jesus is not going to reject the gift that his Father is giving to him. He's not going to say to his Father, "No, I don't want this one." He's going to accept you. He's going to accept you gladly because you are somebody that God the Father has chosen as a gift for him. And having accepted you, he is not going to throw you out a year down the line, or 10 years down the line, or 50 years down the line. He's going to treasure you. He's going to hold on to you whatever happens, just because it was his Father who gave you to him. When God the Father gives someone to his Son Jesus, it's as if he's saying to Jesus, "I want you to have this person. I want you to have him forever. So look after him. Treasure him. Hang on to him." The reason Jesus says, "I will never cast out anyone who comes to me," is that the people who come to him are the exact people God the Father has given to him. You come to Jesus tonight, and if you put yourself into his hands, if you simply trust him to save you and to make you a new person, Jesus will accept you. As I say, not because you're a particularly nice person. None of us are particularly nice people by God's standards. No, he'll accept you because God his Father has chosen you to belong to him. And he will never, never let go of you. Well, isn't that enough? Isn't that enough reason to be confident in this promise? He'll never cast you out if you come to him. Because if you come to him, you are one of those special people whom God has given to Jesus for his own treasured possession. That should be enough for us. But I'm going to give you a second reason why Jesus will never cast you out if you come to him. Why you can be absolutely sure of that. Listen to this. It's from the same gospel, same book of the Bible, the Gospel of John, and again it's Jesus speaking. And Jesus says this, "I am the good shepherd." And he says this, "The shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out." When you come to Jesus, you are like a sheep coming to its shepherd. And you come because God the Father gives you to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Jesus calls you, and you come to him. But then Jesus went on to say this, "The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." These sheep, these people who come to Jesus, Jesus says, "I, the Good Shepherd, will lay down my life for them. I'll die for them." Why should Jesus, the Good Shepherd, have to die for his sheep, for the people who come to him? Answer, because every one of us who comes to Jesus is a sinner. Every one of us has broken God's laws. Every one of us is guilty. By rights, we ought to be handed over to death. We ought to be cut off from God forever. We ought to be abandoned to face the nightmare of everlasting loneliness and darkness and shame and misery. That's what we deserve. But God wanted us to belong to Jesus. He wanted our sins to be wiped from the record. He wanted us to experience His love, not His punishment. He wanted us to be with Jesus forever, safe and happy. So this is what God the Father said to Jesus. He said, I will give you these people, the people I've chosen. I'll draw them to you, and they'll belong to you forever. And you can make them happy forever. But first, you will have to take the punishment they deserve. That's the price you will pay to save these people. If you're going to rescue sinful people, if you're going to have them as your sheep, you will first have to die for them. You will have to die the most horrible, lonely, shameful death imaginable. You'll have to lay down your life for them. Will you do that, my son? And Jesus said, I will. And he did. Jesus, who had lived a perfect human life, was nailed to the cross at Calvary. And he died there the most dreadful death that a human being has ever experienced. As he hung there, he cried out, My God, my God, why have you abandoned me? God the Father had abandoned him because he was taking the punishment for our sins. God the Father treated him as we deserve to be treated. That was the price Jesus had to pay in order to win us. The Good Shepherd had to lay down his life for the sheep. He's given us this promise, come to me and I will give you rest. And he's given us this promise, whoever comes to me I'll never cast out. But the reason he can give us those promises is that he's already paid the price for everyone who comes to him. He's already been punished in their place. He's already died for them. Now, this is the question. Do you think that after paying that price for you, that he'll now let go of you? That he'll let you just drift away from him? That he'll cast you out? After paying that infinite price, after going to the cross and experiencing the darkness, after being cursed in your place, do you think he's now just going to let go of you? He has suffered infinitely so that he could have you as his possession. Well, he's never going to let go of you. The more you pay for something, the more you treasure it. He paid everything. He paid everything so that he could have you. You've come to him. You belong to him. You're his possession, but you're a possession bought at such cost. He's never going to drop you. He's never going to throw you away in a moment of carelessness. He's going to hang on to you and love you forever. It was his Father who gave you to the Lord Jesus. And it was Jesus himself who paid an infinite price so that he could have you. Well, then he says, I will never cast you away. He'll never turn you away if you come to him. He'll never let go of you when you have come to him. If you come to Jesus tonight, you are safe, and you are safe forever. I did say that if we had time, I would talk about a few people who did come to Jesus. Perhaps I can do that just very briefly, and perhaps just take two tonight. Two that we're told about in John's Gospel. And I'll remind you of those two people just because there's such a contrast between them. The first was a Jewish ruler, a leader called Nicodemus, brought up as a Jew and a very faithful Jewish man. He knew the scriptures back to front. He was a Pharisee. He was a man who really was trying to keep all the rules, really was trying to be good enough to find God. Everybody respected him. Everybody esteemed him. And yet he knew that there was something missing. He had no rest. He had no peace in his heart. He was heavy burdened. And we're told this man came to Jesus by night. I think he was an elderly man. Because when Jesus starts talking to him and says, you need to be born again, he said, well, how can I be born again when I'm old? He saw that as an obstacle. How could he receive a new life? How could he have a new birth, a new start, when he was old? There was lots he couldn't understand as Jesus spoke to him. Jesus said to him, you don't seem to understand what I'm saying. And it's true, he didn't understand much of what Jesus was saying. And I think he was fearful. He was fearful of what the consequences would be if he trusted himself to Jesus Christ. He came by night because he didn't want other people to know that he was approaching Jesus. Maybe he was too proud to let other people see that he, a great religious teacher, that he was approaching the carpenter from Nazareth. Maybe his pride held him back. We know that after this meeting with Jesus, he didn't immediately become an open follower of the Lord Jesus. You've got a man who's old and set in his ways. You've got a man who doesn't grasp things as quickly as you might have expected. You've got a man who's cautious and nervous, frightened of what the consequences might be. And yet we know that this man came to Jesus. He was one of the two who was there openly to confess their love for the Lord Jesus after the crucifixion. He was one of the two who took Jesus' body to be anointed and buried. He was one of those who was braver in declaring his love for the Lord Jesus when the Lord Jesus was dead than when the Lord Jesus was alive. He came to Jesus. That man came to Jesus. And the Lord Jesus did not cast him out. He came with his nervousness and his fears, but he came to Jesus. And he was born again. There was a new life given to that old man. And the day came when that new life, as it were, broke out and became visible. And everybody could see that Nicodemus is a follower of Jesus. That's one man that we read about in this gospel. The other person I'll remind you of is a woman. A woman from a town in Samaria. A woman with a dreadful reputation. She'd been through a whole string of husbands. And now she was living with a man who was somebody else's husband. Her whole life was messed up. She was ashamed. She went to a well to draw water. And she went there when everybody else was having their siesta, because she didn't want to mix with people, because she knew that they despised her for her ugly, messy life. She was confused about lots of things. But she came to Jesus. Jesus invited that woman to come to him with all her sins and with all that was messy in her life. He promised that if she came to him, she would never thirst again. That God's own Holy Spirit would flood her soul. And she came to Jesus. And her life was transformed. And she, the despised woman of the town, became the one who told everyone else in the town that she'd found the Savior of the world. People who come to Jesus are utterly different from one another. Some are old, and some are young, and some are middle-aged, and some have had outwardly moral, respectable lives, and some have had dreadful, messed up lives, and some seem to see everything very clearly, and some seem to be just confused about everything. Some come full of joy, and some come hesitantly, fearful. Some come and they want to tell everybody else about it straight away. And some come and they're afraid to speak to anybody else about it. The people who come to Jesus, they're so varied. Some come suddenly. They know exactly when they came to Jesus. And with some, it's a step-by-step thing as they draw nearer and nearer to him. And then suddenly, they know that they've come to him. But whoever comes, and however they come, Jesus does not turn them away. This verse, this promise, will always be special to me. Because when I was a little boy, don't know how old exactly, 7 or less, I can be sure of that. When I was a little boy, and I was fearful and frightened, and I'd heard so many people talking about being saved and being born again, and I couldn't understand. I didn't know what they meant when they said, believe in Jesus, repent. I didn't know. I didn't know how to believe in Jesus. I talked to my mum, and it was this verse that she opened the Bible to and said, look, if you come to Jesus, if you just come to him, will he cast you out? And I said, no. I was sure that his promise was true. That if I came to him just as I was, with all my confusions And with all my doubts and with all my fears, I was sure that he would receive me. Whether I did come to Jesus at that moment, I don't know. But there came the day when I could say for certain, I have come to him, and he'll never, never cast me out. One thing I hope you understand tonight. You're a sinner. You've got that great problem, the problem of guilt, that you're guilty before God, the problem of a heart that's bad and that turns away from God and turns towards sin. You understand that, don't you? I hope you understand this, that you need Jesus. You need the Lord Jesus. And I hope you can believe this, that if you come to him, he won't turn you away. And he'll never cast you off. What a promise this is. It's for every one of you who wants to be safe. You come to Jesus as you are. You trust yourself to him, and you're safe forever.